All right, so welcome everyone to our theater session on SQL security. The goal of the session would be to share with you guys how it's easier than ever now to secure your Microsoft Azure SQL databases. And so we understand that in a lot of different situations, there may be many roles or teams that are involved in evaluating the security of your data platform. And so we're going to use our theater session time, if you can't tell already, to do a short skit with a live demo integrated into it. And it's just to show with the skit one example of a way you can have the same conversation in your own organizations among different stakeholders. We know that not everyone is a security expert, but we also believe that you don't have to be a security expert in order to make good decisions about how to secure you and your customers' data. So with that, I'll do a short, overview of each of the roles, and then we'll get started. So we're three different stakeholders at Contoso Health Incorporated, and we're currently working on a POC application that we're considering moving to the cloud. For the purposes of this, I'm a manager or CEO, Rebecca, and I'm very enthusiastic about the cloud, and I want for our company to leverage it. I've been to a few conferences and I realize, including Microsoft Ignite, and I realize that my competitors are taking advantage of the cloud, and if we don't kind of leverage those benefits, we're going to move behind in the competition. So one thing I am worried about is security, and I don't want Contoso Health to be the next casualty in our security breaches that we're hearing in the news. So we're going to discuss how we can make the POC happen in the cloud. And hopefully we can all do this in 20 minutes or less. So Jakub, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, I'm Jakub, I'm a Chief Security Officer for Contoso. So Rebecca, I understand your enthusiasm for the cloud, but I'm definitely not ready at this point to green light that migration. So in particular, well, we are in the healthcare business. We store all the sensitive data about patients, their PII, security numbers, social security numbers, and so on. I'm far away from green lighting the idea of uploading that information to the cloud. In particular, I'm concerned about how we're going to meet all these regulatory compliance requirements about auditing, encryption address, and so on.
Okay, so I'm the developer. So Jakub, I truly understand your concern. First of all, I read about Azure SQL Database, and as a cloud database service, it already meets some of our high standard requirements recommended by the auditing authorities, included HIPAA, PCI, FedRAMP, the Europe requirement regulation. So the service itself meets our requirements. But in addition, I took our clinic application with our patient data, a sample of that, and I set it up on Azure, and I would like to show you both how simple it is to secure your data and meet those security requirements. So this is our application, our patient application. It's not a real data, it's a dummy data, so don't worry, Jakub. So you can see here we have a dummy social security numbers and a dummy personal information of our patients. So now this application is on Azure, and it uses Azure SQL Database as the backend. So now I would like to go and meet those security requirements you mentioned. So I will go to the database. This is the Azure portal. This is the database beneath. And one of the things that we need to do is to limit the access to this database to make sure that no one can, or to limit the amount of people that can access it. So one of the things that we have built in is we have a built-in SQL firewall rules, which you can set it out on the server level. And you can go to this firewall options. And we can define a set of firewall rules that will limit the access for our database. So for example, we can decide that only we as a developer and you as a security officer will be able to access this from the range of IP within our organization. So this is one thing, controlling, limiting the access. The second thing that usually from our past experience that we need to do in order to meet those requirements, the HIPAA and a PCI, is to make sure that our data, our sensitive data, is encrypted when it resides on the disk itself. So one of the things that we have on the Azure SQL database as a cloud smart service is we have the transparent data encryption, which will help us to meet this requirement. So as you can see, I'm clicking on this setting. I simply switch this toggle, save it. And as we speak, our dummy sensitive data is being encrypted on the storage. And that's it. So we have another check for our compliance auditors. And the last thing, in order to meet those standards requirement, is the auditing. We need to make sure, again, following our past auditing reviews, is we need to make sure we know everything is done on database, who did what and when. And for this, Azure SQL Database offer another simple option to enable auditing. So I will enable auditing, switch this button. I will select a storage account. We have all our audit log, and we can define the retention. So I will select the storage account that will store this audit log. So I will select it. Okay. And another powerful feature within the auditing is they have for today a threat detection, which will help us to basically detect suspicious and anomalous activities. I will just turn it on and provide my email. So if something went wrong, I will get a notification. So I will save it now. And it took us, I think, 5 minutes or less to meet those security requirements that you mentioned.
So far, so good. I'm going to want to drill down on the last thing you mentioned here. So my other concern here is that the moment we upload the database to the cloud, we lose control, right? So if it ever gets compromised or attacked, we wouldn't even know, would we?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Like, is there an alerting mechanism or anything that we can subscribe to here?
So again, another good point, Jacob. So one of the things that you saw me enable is the threat detection. So this is a built-in feature within Azure SQL Database that will help us to detect that such anomalous activities, such as SQL injection vulnerability or SQL injection attack, or unusual access on our database, which is not usual according to our application profile. So let me do a test for that. So again, as a developer, I didn't do a very good job in this application. I didn't validate properly the content in this text box. So I will now try to bypass or inject a malicious query on the text box. So I will select, this is a very common SQL injection technique using the union select statement. And I will click on that. And I was able to compromise. Again, this is common threats also on on-prem. Usually, we as a developer sometimes forget to complete our test, and sometimes we might build non-proper queries. So I was able to get some of the sensitive data. So the nice thing about this threat detection that I try, I will now open my email, and I got a notification that says there is a potential SQL injection on my database. It's provided me some very useful information about the subscription, database, the date. It's even provided me a link to some code that I can learn from it, how to write my queries properly so it will not be exploited. But the most powerful thing that I saw is the ability to see from this notification the vulnerable SQL statement. So I will click on this link, and it's opened the Azure portal. As you know, our audit log, we have so many traffic on our audit log, it's very hard for me as a developer to pick up the right and investigate the events. And the nice thing about the threat detection, that it not just only opened the audit log around the time of the event, it's also highlight the relevant audit logs. And I'm able to see here the exact information. And most important, I'm able to see the problematic statement. So me as a developer will be able to take it and fix my code.
That's really cool. So we're good to go, right, Jakob? I think this is pretty cool. So
not so fast. So this is great. Looks very promising. So I understand we'll get notifications when the breach happens, but this might be kind of too late. So we'll know who did that and when, but the data might have leaked already. And that if that happens, that could really be devastating to our business, which you understand just by looking at the content of the data. So if all these social security numbers of all these people leak, then that could be the end to our business and our company. So is there anything that we can do here to prevent or mitigate the consequences of that worst case scenario?
That's a good point. Ron, anything?
I'm the guy with the good news. Again, you know, like in our home security, everything works in layers, so there is few things. So one of the things that we have found here in the Azure SQL database, it's additional powerful features that will solve this concern that you have. It's called Always Encrypted, and it will allow us to basically eliminate this risk. So you have these features available, and there is a very cool wizard from the SSMS, from the SQL Management Studio. And as you can see here in the diagram, so this Always Encrypted, it's basically a client-side encryption, which we own the keys, and our DBAs and Microsoft, whatever, will not be able to see this high-sensitive data in clear text. So whenever the sensitive data leaves the client boundaries, it will be encrypted. This is a built-in feature in SQL, and the data will be stored on the database in a ciphertext. So this wizard, I can simply click on it. I already set it in advance, so you saw that what I did here, I picked the social security number that you are worried about, and birth date, which seems sensitive, and I basically encrypted that. So now let me show you how does it prevent me. So I'm a developer. I have access to the database. I have the credential for the database, but I do not have the keys, the master key in order to decrypt the data. So I'm now maintaining the database, and we run a query on this table. And as you can see, I run a query. And the sensitive data that was encrypted using Always Encrypted, social security number and day state and birth date, is available only in encrypt format. So even me as a developer, and we have a lot of developers in our team, will not even be able to see this data. And much better, the application, which does have the access to the master key, will be able to use it and use it in the application and show it. So only on the client side, and we as a company we'll be able to control our data, even if it's on the cloud.
That looks promising. I think I'm ready to give it a try. Maybe we can start small with some kind of a pilot app and see how it goes.
Yeah, I agree. And I also like that these security features seem easy to use, so it wouldn't reduce the productivity of our developers too. So very cool. So as you can see in that short skit, we highlighted some features such as encryption at rest, transparent data encryption, firewall rules. We also have audit and threat detection, as well as always encrypted. These are just a subset of the features that are available in Azure SQL Database. And for one way of thinking about it, we do kind of put them into three different buckets. And you can think of it as like the security of your home as well. So kind of encryption is one set of features that we have. And that's kind of like the vaults in your home that are protecting your most valuable assets. And then we have control access. So we have Azure Active Directory authentication, row level security, data masking. And these are kind of like a fence around your house, for example. And also kind of like intercom system, where it's like depending on who the identity of the person trying to access the data, you may or may not let them in. And then we have proactive monitoring. So we have auditing and threat detection, which we featured in our short skit today. And those are kind of like the camera and an alerting system for when something does go wrong in your house, you'll be the first to be alerted. So that's one way of thinking about it. There's so many more features. If you guys have any questions after the session, feel free to stay or ask them now. We'll be happy to help you. Thank you.